Okay, I'm going to give out some letters. When I call out the letter...
Oh, that's a good place.
Uh-oh,
I'm tied up in there.
Excuse me while I get used to this.
Okay, time's up.
Okay, I'm going to give out letters. And when I call out the letter, I want you to hold it up so everyone can see what we're going to do, okay? I'm going to give out one to... Maybe. And I'm going to give out one to Big Boy here. Don't show it now, okay? Keep it a secret. Keep it a secret. Let's see. Anna, keep it a secret. Keep it a secret. Keep it a secret. Oh, we ran out of people here. I can give, you know, I love you. And God does love you anyway, but we're going to give this. Okay, it's a secret now. Don't hold it up. Today, we're going to talk about a mystery person. We're going to identify a mystery person. Okay? So when I call out a letter, the person that has that letter, hold it up high. Okay? Give me an F. Oh, F. F is forgiving. Even when we disobey or do something wrong, this person is willing to forgive us. My smart boys. Give me an A. A is for attentive. When we need someone to talk to, this person is willing to listen to what we have to say. Give me a T. Oh, it's a pink T for Anna Sure. T is for a teacher. Show it to those people. Turn around like Vanna White does. This person teaches us the most important things in life. He teaches us right from wrong. He teaches us by example how to love one another. Give me an H. Higher, Hunter. Higher, Hunter, H, Hunter. Hunter, H for Hunter also. But, okay? This person helps us to make the important things we face. He is helpful. He's always there to listen and give advice. Give me an E. So people can see, because they might have to help us identify this person. No matter how tired he is, this person always seems to have the energy to do things with us. Give me an R. R is for ready. R stands for being ready. He's always ready to do whatever we need. Now, if everybody holds your letters up, hold them up high. Can you switch with him just real quickly? For the good of the... Turn it around. Okay, now, who is this person? Come on, you gotta stand up.
Okay,
there you go. Here you go. Hold it up so they can see. Now who is this person?
Father.
Very good. Now, not everyone has a father in their home. My father is somewhere else in spirit. So we don't always have a father in our home. But we all have a heavenly father. And the Heavenly Father who wants us to do these things for us. And that's how our fathers learn to be good to one another and to be helpful and to be attentive. You can sit down now, Anna. Thank you. Thank you, Anna. Let us pray. Dear Lord, come here, sweet girl. Come here. Come here. Help. Pray. Pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for our fathers. Help us to show our love and appreciation of our fathers. And may we always remember to thank you, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now, we have a I have something to give to you so that when you leave, if you're leaving in, if you're going to sit here in the church, good. If you're going to go to the nursery, I have a card for you to take out and put Daddy and sign your name. So then after church, you can give your daddy a card, or grandpa, a card, okay? To say, Happy Father's Day. Okay? Here we go, boys. Thank you, and amen, and thank you, Spirit. And my Heavenly Father and my real Father.